I've got to take a pause in all of the iOS-related research, documentation, testing surrounding my eventual iPhone 12 Pro Max review, because something happened, and I almost didn't notice it, which is something happened about Twitter, which is indicative, I think, of the mentality I've been left in after spending, instead of actually doing my schoolwork over the fall semester, I spent most of my time working on an academic essay arguing for federated open source social media as a replacement for services like Twitter. Mastodon is technically more capable and yet also gives more capability to the individual user. It's free of advertising, something that no one ever mentions, and I, well, shucks, have probably been the loudest about in the whole world. All of the user experiences that one uses to actually engage with Mastodon as a network are all gorgeous and amazing and innovative compared to Twitter, which is ridiculous because most of them are made by single person teams, open source. I'm not going to get on it. Twitter's been mimicking Mastodon, but there's a new Tweetbot version, which I, of course, downloaded. Just, I don't know, I was probably tired, like barely awake, unconscious. I downloaded because there was like a vague recollection of like my relationship with Tweetbot in the past, but I wasn't consciously recalling that I took the time to write a review of Tweetbot 5 when it came out in 2018. Not because I have any person, like I'm not a fanboy at all. I didn't know their names until just now, the developers. I want to make a point to actually listen to them, but it just it, purely as a user, lists Tweetbot is just has always been by its fundamental design so much more sensical in my opinion regarding how one should consume Twitter. This feature that Twitter put in years and years and years ago, lists, which I have to use. Literally, it's the only way that I can actually acquire new social connections because I hit the limit of how many accounts I can follow on Twitter years ago. But even before that, I wasn't using my timeline because the timeline has gone through so many things. There was a while where, I think I'm remembering correctly, it doesn't really matter, where there were no set of options. There was no configuration on Twitter as a social media service that could get you a purely chronological timeline. And that created a backlash. Now, of course, on the their app, top right corner on the timeline, there's a switch by default. It's in their home view, which uses some absurd, for my use anyway, completely irrelevant and idiotic algorithm to recommend content. But I haven't seen advertising on Twitter ever. It's coming up on same amount of time I've had an iPhone. It's what, 13, 14 years? 14 years, I think. Of course, that's not true. I've seen Twitter ads. But sticking to my regular use of, and without even using a third-party client, lists have no ads in them. This feature that is a solution to like, honestly, a huge amount of the qualms that I've seen over the years from people who are either, you know, just ranting or complaining in a post, the qualms that don't actually have to do with the users themselves on the service anyway, the technical qualms. Lists are the answer. I'll dig out that image of a gravestone with my name on it that has the quote, "Lists are linear and ad-free." But it's important to take the time to talk about Tweetbot 6 because, for one thing, I mean, I don't know if I didn't actually go back and read the Tweetbot 5 review, but basically resigned to be like, okay, well, this is the last time I will ever see a third-party Twitter client because of the API changes, because notifications aren't pushy and whatever. Frankly, a big part of it's also important to keep in mind that my engagement on all social platforms, but most notably and most consequentially on Twitter, because I accidentally ended up making it the primary platform foundation beneath all of my friendships as an adult. Ugh. Every time I start talking about Twitter again, I remember how consequential it actually is in my life. And it's just this ridiculous feeling of like, now I'm thinking of Jack Dorsey's beard. anyway, What? I don't really have a choice at this point. The reason I think that Tweetbot 6 didn't register was one, when I opened the app and poked around a little bit, I didn't see any new functionality. But I saw that it's got a subscription. Frankly, I think you had to buy Tweetbot each version. It was a one-time fee. Maybe this is the time in the notes to say, it seems like from what the researcher I've just done in the past 40 minutes, that the only reason the Tweetbot 6 actually made tech news is because they've decided to go with the subscription model of $4.99 a month. No, I think it's 99 cents a month. I would never pay that. I have been begging. I have been all but begging Twitter to the service, the social network, to come up with a premium subscription service that removes ads and or whatever. That idea, I've hoped, knowing that it was unlikely, that Twitter might just consider it. Like, I've been begging them. So, I don't know. I have to write this post because the only other acknowledgement would just be me screaming at everyone and everything and myself. And then screaming at myself about the volume of my screaming and how ridiculous it is, considering it's about a fucking social media service. But another thing, although apparently in the past few days I've been asking around in Discords and Reddits, iPhone communities, like, hey, has anyone else ever used a Bluetooth keyboard with their iPhone? Only one response, and it was no. Everyone responded to every other question. I'm starting to think I might be the only person who's ever done it. I'm still doing it right now. But Tweetbot, crucially, supported keyboard shortcuts. Now, while I was still unconscious of the true repercussions of Tweetbot 6 as a release, it's early release right now, I had noticed because I got an Apple Magic keyboard for my birthday so that I could use it with my phone. I was excited to use it with the new Tweetbot. When I opened Tweetbot 6 and found that F didn't work to favorite tweets and Command R didn't work to reply to them. Bothered enough that I drafted an email to Tapbot's support. The gist of that email was, hey, so if I'm probably the only person that uses this functionality of your app, so I'm not complaining whatsoever. But I was wondering if this was an intentional omission. Should I expect keyboard shortcut support going forward in Tweetbot's history? They responded actually really promptly and were just like, huh? Well, shortcuts aren't working. They should all be working. And I took a long time and I had this idea that, oh, you know, I'll do a really nice thing for them. And I'll go and test. Now this is the list. When you go and search for Tweetbot for iOS keyboard shortcuts, you're going to get the iPad list. And as I've discovered in my iOS using life, this is the same for basically all the apps that ever support keyboard shortcuts. It's literally like no one considers that they might be using a keyboard with the iPhone, which is totally reasonable. But and so they don't even bother. Like, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but somehow in every case, the iPad shortcuts don't always work on an iPhone. Most of the time, it's only a few, like literally like two or three out of 15 of the shortcuts that do work on iPad in a given app actually work on iPhone. Sometimes there's like a weird modifier key that has changed for no reason. Basically, like the documentation is, you just immediately know that it's not correct. So anyway, I thought I'd do a list of shortcuts that were working, that I remember working in Tweetbot's 5 and can get to work now in the current release of Tweetbot's 5. So the ones that, basically the discrepancy. And that's, there were only two. That's the F and Command R. All the other shortcuts that I was able to find, in a way, of the shortcuts that are listed, the ones that are still working, I wish, oh my God, it used to be in Tweetbots, one aside, Command T retweeted. Or was it just T? That doesn't work anymore. And again, those things, they just go away, and I'm sounding like violins are playing, but like this niche of people who use hardware keyboards with their iPhones, it's just like, there's nothing I can do. And you just expect it because, yeah, but that is the way things are. You should try it though. The chances are you have a Bluetooth keyboard around. Pair it with your iPhone if it didn't occur to you before. Basically, the two things you need to start. Okay, now I'm going over the other side, but Command H takes you home, or basically works for the home button. and command space bar open spot large. Okay, off topic. So I don't think I completed it, but I actually, it takes a lot of time, even with my super ultra keyboard workflow, to switch between those two apps and test them. But I got an email out that's like, here are the two that aren't working. Here are some others that I tested that are definitely working. That's cool. No one will ever care about that bit of audio. I wish if there was anyone that cared enough to bet me, I wonder if they'll be. Because again, violin's playing. I have done things like this in apps where I'm particularly invested, like taking some time. It's not, you know, a lifetime, but hours sometimes, in trying to, basically just do feedback, thoroughly documented feedback, for functions that I seem to be invested in and it doesn't seem like anyone else cares or noticed. I can't think of any other examples right now. The only other example is I just did my first formal use of the feedback assistant Apple for iOS, downloaded a Bluetooth system logger thing, put the phone in sys logging mode and everything because keyboard shortcuts have randomly becoming unresponsive. Like I can't tell what's causing it. And the only way to fix it is to reboot the phone, which is not a big deal. But I'd like to think I wrote hopefully a clear feedback post. I'd like to think that that's a good example that someone will actually read it. Maybe even watch my little screen recording that I made with commentary. And at least keyboard shortcut support will be on their minds. Anyway, but it never actually works. But if, I swear to God, if in the next release of TweakBot 6, the favorite and the reply shortcuts are back, I will shit out my ass. That will be the, in huge text, I actually could, on the post. But I seriously doubt I shouldn't be so defeatist. But yeah, I don't know why people don't respond, even when I, if someone took the time that I took, that I've taken, in some instances, without compensation, and like randomly invested it in something that it, like was at the center of my professional life, I would be so elated. I would immediately try to befriend them, you know. That's not necessarily what I'm seeking. I just want my short. Anyway, TweetBot 6. Surprisingly, I haven't tried, I just downloaded it again. Fucking Twitterific. For God's sakes, will someone please design new brand assets for both of these apps, honestly? New icons, please. Twitterific had a recent update. I remember 2 years ago, November 2018, when I found out that Twitterific was still considered a competitor. Like, I really thought it was just TweetBot was, like, the words third-party Twitter client, that market was so utterly, the APIs, it just was immediately pointless, basically. But Twitterific's still going. God, I bet it's terrible. I wish I should actually do research now and find out who is keeping Twitterific alive. Anyway, it's crazy. I never would have imagined that the people behind TweetBot, after the API was basically neutered into nothing. I'm not a developer. I haven't really, but like, actually I am a registered Twitter developer, I think, maybe. I've tried at least. From what I understand, all they left of the API's function was basically just enough so that they could use it themselves within their own apps for things like the embed a tweet tool that they have on their website. Silent moment for TweetDeck when it was a standalone Windows application and you could post simultaneously with just the enter key to like 10 different services. Maybe I'll stop mourning that one day. I'm going to borrow my mom's Mac. And as far as I know, there's hasn't been any big things to TweetBot 3 for Mac, but I just want to look at it. Now that's satisfying. It's like the only, like every time I open up the computer, it's bare and TweetBot. I just think, geez, these are almost enough reason to switch. But OS X is just so infuriating to me. I'm sure I could configure it, right? Anyway, fucking TweetBot is still. I should really try to interview them. I wondered if they'd do it. Honestly, I've bought every version of TweetBot since 3 on iOS, I think. Well, I don't know, a handful of bucks, whatever. But like, and honestly, okay, here we go. Here's actually a statement that it matters to people now, probably, maybe, who are actually looking into this. It would be totally irrational considering TweetBot's support of lists and what I've said about lists and how I use Twitter. It would be ridiculous of me to not pay that subscription until I either quit Twitter, stop, like, for the rest of my Twitter using life. Like, honestly, unfortunately, I think I just haven't figured it out yet. The native Twitter app is so much better at searching. I just search my own tweets. It's better at searching my own tweets. I never considered that I would ever have an opportunity to replace it again until a few hours. So I have a lot of configuration to do. Maybe. I don't know. I have huge privilege because nobody engages with my tweets anyway anymore. Certainly not in a way that it is at all urgent. But I do read a lot of tweets. I use a keyboard. I use lists. Now I have a confession. The feature I just discovered in Tweetbot, which has apparently been around forever, that you can actually command one, the timeline, you can switch that out for one of your lists and just have that list literally replace your timeline. Me, the last lists user, the ultimate defender, the ultimate, I wouldn't say defender, actually, the most desperate list user ever. I didn't know that because I didn't used to actually look, like reading the documentation, but I happen to actually look at things now, which takes a lot of time. And yeah, I can't say that I am actually excited in the use of the word that really matters, like the one when you're a kid, when you're excited for something. I'm curious, I guess, but like the regret that I didn't find that out before, that I didn't know that of all people, my anger myself outweighs the excitement. But anyway, I'm looking forward to, it's almost like they built it for like that last utopic vision, not utopic because the actual content isn't, but Twitter will just be literally, I won't have to like, you know, move through three menus to find my friends list anymore. Twitter will literally just be my friends, or my car list. How is that not worth $1 a month, folks? List users. It's important. I want to dip this post, like actually do this post fast. So no trying to convert to lists, but just address the list users. I'm so done. That's the most substantial thing I've said, so I'm going to split the clip.